Like, I'm going to be read. So I'll read the script now.
Yes, please. Yep.
Okay. I am calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order on 4 p.m. on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15th, 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And so commissioners present are McDermott, Knopf, Kilgus, Hotelling. Is it, that looks like it, right? I don't see Steve.
No, I don't see Steve yet.
Okay, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. So we're gonna move to our first design review matter, which is 22.1275BV, 121 Charles Street South. And so applicant, you have the floor.
All right, Ricky, are you here? I think I saw you.
Hi, I'm here.
Ah, okay, all right. Just let me know, can you see the screen?
Yes, I can see the screen.
Okay, just let me know when to move forward, but if we could have your full name, please, before you begin.
Sure. My name is Ricky. My last name is Zeng. I'm the site contractor.
Great, thank you. So please go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to install a sign. It's the PVC lettering sign. On the top of the 121 Charles Street South entrance, above the entrance, so there's aluminum bar on the top of all the lettering. It's a stunt mounting letter. So it's a stunt mounting letter to the bar, to the aluminum bar, and also I have the brace side. Is on the left side of the building when you're facing to the building. So it's an aluminum brace side with the PVC lettering. Both side is illuminated.
Oh, aluminum, but it's not electrified. There's no lighting, correct?
No lighting. It's on illuminate.
Yeah, okay.
Is it black?
Which one? Oh. Are you talking brace sign?
The blade sign.
The brace side is a black. With the white PVC lettering.
Okay, thank you.
And here you can see the mock-up. So the blade sign will go to the side, and here's the sign over the door.
Yeah.
And these will be, and I know, Ricky, I talked with your office, they'll be installed into mortar joints. When they need to be removed, they won't damage the face of the brick.
Yes, yes.
So, Joe, just to be clear, there are two signs we're talking about here.
Yep, the wall sign above the entry and then the blade sign.
And there, this is for approval for both signs?
Correct.
Okay.
It's been a long time since we did signage. What are the guidelines on signage? I'm going to look them up myself right now. Yep. Joe, can you just remind us?
Yep, I have them right here. It's they're subject to the Boston Sign Code. No illuminated or backlit signs are allowed. Signs should not be floodlighted. The design and material of the sign should complement the architectural character of the building and the neighborhood. No billboards are allowed. So those are our guidelines.
Could you go back to the photograph again, Joe?
Sure.
Thanks. So is the one over the door, is that just letters or is it on a back panel?
It's on a bar.
Okay, and the blade sign is on a bar also?
Yeah, so here's the wall sign.
Yeah.
Section. And here's the plate and the attachments for the
one is black letters, white letters on black.
Yeah.
And the other is, can we go to the mock-up again? Sorry, thinking back. The other is what, silver or white on something? Like
silver letter.
Okay. And is the font the same?
Yes, no. It's font.
It doesn't look the same.
No.
And the one thing I would also ask about is, I think that the silver big sign is really handsome. And I love the small street, the way you've kind of done that sort of decorative thing. It kind of looks a little bit modern or art deco or something. But then when you go to the blade sign kind of seems like it's from a different place. It doesn't seem to connect to, no, go back to the previous. It doesn't seem to connect visually to the sign that's over the windows. Am I the only one who sees that?
No, I'm with you, Kathleen.
I agree.
They seem two different kind of styles,
yeah.
And they're right next to each other.
Right.
And maybe there's a good reason for it, but they're kind of fighting each other a bit.
Yeah.
Anne or Ruth, any thoughts?
I agree. I like the aluminum, the silver sign. I think it's very attractive. The other is just sort of odd man out at this point.
Hi, my name's Daniel Kim. Would it be okay for me to chime in?
Are you you're the part of the applicant, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for your feedback. Yeah, we did think about it, and the way we approached it is that the silver letter sign on the above the windows had the benefit of having the brick wall as a contrast. So we could go with the silver letters, but it was still, there's enough contrast for the letters to be legible. But on the other side, like if we were to go with, you know, white background and silver light, the letters on the sign would not have been very legible. So we decided to go with the black and white, the most subtle, I guess, combination for the sign. So that's the rationale. And the font is actually the same. The only difference is that we, you know, abbreviated street for the letter sign on the wall, but we spelled out the full street on the plate sign. But they may look different because, you know, one is a full spelling and the other one is not, but the font choice is the same.
And the base for the one on the wall is a brick color to kind of match the brick. Is that the idea?
The wall, so there's nothing behind it. So
nothing. I see. So they're freestanding. Yeah. There's not a backer panel then. There's no backer panel.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So I guess I don't mean to be a stickler about this, but you have an opportunity, I think, to have a really nice sign. And I really love the one over the window. It's just really cool looking. And I'm wondering, are there any other options to play with the blade sign? And I'm not even sure what those would be to make the two related to each other so that it just seems organic, because hopefully you'll be in business for a long time and we'll have that sign up there. So I'm just trying to figure out, is there a way that those signs can relate to each other?
I see. Yeah. So we were, that's very consistent with the way, the questions that we asked ourselves. So we actually did quite a bit of walking down the street on Newberry Street and Boylston Street, just to be able to, you know, find clues about, you know, what other stores are doing. And, you know, places like Shake Shack or other, you know, other places, they have done a similar approach. Like the blade sign and letter signs on above the windows are rarely like matched with each other. Like they often take a little bit different approach because they want, I guess the store owners would like to give the audience a little bit of, you know, different feel, not so much about like coordinated feel. But at the same time, I think, you know, the limitation of the blade sign is that we don't have the benefit of having a background unless we add either black, red, or something bold in the background. So I think a lot of the signs that we have seen have chosen to go with the black background for the blade sign. And there's actually a sign on the other side of the Charles Street South, there's a hotel. They also use a blade sign. They have a much bigger sign, but they do use a black background with a white lettering. And I think that's, that seems to be the most subtle way. We didn't want to add any, like a different color, like a, you know, red or blue. So we purposely chose the most subtle colors that we can go with. I mean, we could have probably gone with a silver, but I think it'll have been
more modern. See, it would be hard to see.
Yeah, and hard to see.
Commissioners, other comments, please.
I wonder if instead of writing out street,
right,
reduced the letters and you just put ST.
Yeah.
Oh, just same as the letter sign.
I think that's what people really are responding to, that they like that.
I see.
If you reduced it in size and maybe just put ST, or even if you, I don't know, it would be fun to see that.
Yeah, would it be without changing the color and the size? Yeah, the size is already 1.5 by 1.5. So it's,
no, don't change the size.
Okay. So if we go with Charles ST Dental on the blade sign, would that be more acceptable?
Well, I think what we would do is if you could do a mock-up and send it to Joe.
Yeah,
we can certainly show that.
That'd be fun. I think you've done a lovely job by and large. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So don't change the color, don't change the size, but just match the lettering, I guess.
Is it possible that the font is, one is bold, one is not? Because the one over the window is very, very assertive, and the one over the in the blade is kind of minimalist.
It seems that way, right? So that's the magic of having the black and white contrast, because, you know, black kind of dominates. So it just seems that way visibly.
Okay.
Could you make it thicker? Could you make the letters
bolder?
Yes.
Yeah, we can show you a couple of different versions.
Because we like the boldness and the subtlety of the
energy.
Okay. So you're fine with a letter sign, but you would like to see a couple of different variants of the blade sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can perfectly do that. Yeah.
Okay. And Kathy,
great feedback. Thank you.
Steve Dunwell has joined us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Can I jump in with a couple of questions?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry I was late. I was completely distracted with another project and suddenly looked up. So regarding the blade, I like the white on black is fine. No problem there. Regarding the letters over the window, I'm pretty good with all that. I did want to ask regarding the letters over the windows. Sorry I came in late, but do all the letters sit on a little thin bar of some kind? There's like that horizontal white element?
Yes.
And then tell me something about how everything is attached to the wall. I guess I missed that.
Yeah, you do. Okay. There's a bar right under the Charles Street Dental. So all the letter is stuck mounting to the bar. Okay, and then I just need to attach the bar to the brick wall. So that's it.
Okay, thanks for explaining. And I think Joe already asked that the attachment be into the mortar joints, not into the bricks. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Then can we go back to the photographs that show the proposed? So I just wanted to check on one thing here, which is that. The other two businesses that are in the same building have either like the florist is kind of a temporary sign, the skateboard place has a crummy old sign. Is it possible that going forward, the signage can be unified on this building? And I'm not sure even if that's something that we can speak to, but I personally would like to see that. Yeah, and
we still have the florist sign on our agenda.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to report on that on staff comments.
Okay.
Updates.
Because it would seem that if all three businesses were kind of aligned in the same with the same concept, that would be good.
Yeah.
And then the comments about the lettering and the fonts and all of that kind of thing, I feel like it's not really exactly our business, but I do find the lettering on the blade sign a little bit crowded. So if someone was fussing with it, I would fuss with the sizing and the spacing and things like that. But those are areas that are really maybe beyond us.
Well, yes and no. And so I think maybe what might be helpful is to get some options. And Joe, I guess my question would be, is that something and commissioners, tell me what you think we should take a look at, or should we delegate that to Joe to look at, or how should we proceed?
One suggestion, we could approve the wall sign because everyone seems...
Absolutely.
So we could approve that now and then continue the application and have them come back in July with some new options for the blade sign so everyone can have a chance to weigh in on it.
Okay. Applicants, is that okay with you, or are you in a rush?
Yes, that's perfectly fine. As long as you're fine with the letter sign, we can move forward with that.
Yes,
and then with a blade sign, we'll come back to the group in July.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a motion that we approve the...
Let's do a public comment.
Oh, of course, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Members of the public, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right. I did receive comment from Sarah Hurley on behalf of the Bay Village Neighborhood Association, and she said they voted not to oppose the signage, and there were comments that people liked it and thought it was elegant. So that was from the Neighborhood Association. And if anyone would like to make a comment, please raise your hand. I'm not seeing anyone.
May I just ask one logistical question? So once we have the new mockups for the blade sign, do you want us to go through the Neighborhood Association before we come to this board?
No,
okay. Not needed.
Okay. No. Thank you. Thanks for clarification.
Yeah.
Kathy, I think we can close public comment.
Okay, so let's close that. How about if I make a motion that we approve the wall sign and that new mockups for the blade sign be presented at the next meeting in July.
Yep, and that will be July 12th.
July 12th. Can I have a motion to approve that?
I move for that.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, great. All right. So Joe, it looks like we've approved this. And
was it unanimous? I think everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yep, that's good.
All right.
Thank you.
So thank you, applicants, for that. And thank you for the beautiful sign.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to move now to approval of the minutes of 5:10. Do any of the commissioners have further questions or comments on the minutes from May?
No.
Okay. Any member of the public have any comments?
Not seeing any.
Oh, okay. All right. In that case, I move that we approve the meeting, the hearing minutes of 5/10/2022. Can I have a second for that?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
In favor.
Okay. Is that everyone? Okay.
All right. And Kathy, we had one administrative application.
Yeah, I see that. Hold on a minute. Yes, thank you. Sorry, I jumped ahead.
No, that's okay.
Okay, 22-1189-BV, 48 Piedmont Street, replace deteriorated wood trim in kind. So do you want to tell us about that, Joe?
Sure. Very routine. Just the deteriorated rotted wood from the first story will be replaced in kind with wood and painted to match the existing color.
Okay. So we need a simple motion to approve that administrative matter.
Okay, I move that we approve that matter.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that takes us to staff updates.
I do have the revised regulatory standards.
Yeah, and you also have the signage, right, on next to the dental.
Yes, yeah. So why don't we start with the regulatory standards?
Okay.
And so I'm pleased to report I have a good path forward. We will need to amend the ordinance that created the district. And what we need to do that, there are three items that are accepted in the ordinance, and that's paint color on materials other than masonry, lighting at entryways, and elevations visible from a public way. So, you know, so what we're proposing in our new guidelines is we want to review all elevations of a building that are visible from a public way, where we're limited now, where we really don't have purview over rear elevations and in some cases side elevations. So those are the three items that need that we would have to amend the ordinance for. And because it's a city ordinance, it's not that complicated of a process. So we will have to go through city council. And I've made contact with Councillor Bach's office. So I'll be meeting with her in the next 2 weeks or so to talk about moving forward with amending the ordinance. So as soon as we amend the ordinance, we can adopt the revised guidelines. So what I have done, I have emailed you all the latest draft of the guidelines.
Yes.
And yes. I would like to propose that everyone take their time and have a look at them.
Okay.
And get any comments back to me by July 5th.
Okay.
And that way we can discuss them again at our July 12th hearing. And hopefully at that hearing, we'll have a good draft that we're all happy with. And this is language. We're not talking about you know, design setup or things like that. So it's the language of the new guidelines. And then I would propose at the August hearing, you know, I'll have the draft available. We'll have the draft available after July on our website and to anyone, members of the public who want to take a look at it again. And then we can, you know, in August, we can, you know, have another hearing and I can report back on any public feedback that I have. And then, you know, depending how the process will go with updating the ordinance, it sounds like we can probably get that done by the end of the summer. So I think, you know, if we keep moving along, just finalizing the draft and getting the draft of the guidelines where we want them, we'll be ready to have the city ordinance that established the Bay Village Historic District amended by the end of the summer. So, you know, ideally we could do everything, you know, maybe we could in our September hearing then formally adopt the new regulatory standards. So I think that's our path forward right now as I see it.
That's terrific.
It does sound amazing.
Yes.
Now in July, are we supposed, you can meet in person in July?
No, we will. Right now, our next in-person hearing will be August.
And could that be hybrid?
Right now, no. If it's going to be in person, it'll have to be everyone. It will have to be in person. And we had talked about the possibility about doing hybrid. But even if we did do hybrid, the commissioners and staff would have to be in person.
Oh, okay.
But that being said, if you're, you know, if you're unable to attend the July or August hearing, certainly, you know, get me your comments and, you know, anything that you want discussed related to the guidelines, and I'll share that with the rest of the commission.
Yeah, are we, if people have to be away in this time, which of course, you know, many people are, we're not voting on anything, right? So at least we're not voting on the guidelines in the summer.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's we can move on to my staff updates.
Sounds good.
So we have one outstanding violation at 42 Fayette Street. That's the steps that were replaced. Yeah. So I have been in contact with the management company, Cabot and Company, and they are working on an application to restore the steps back to their original appearance. So it will involve removing the masonry steps and using the steps at 44 Fayette Street as a template, because they pretty much matched what were at 42. And we do have images from Google Earth of what the original steps and the granite steps, which I think are still in place at 42 Fayette Street. So that's, I'm moving on with a resolution for that. And I haven't issued a formal violation for the flower shop at, not sure the, it's, I think it's 125 Charles Street South.
Have you talked to Bonnie at all?
Yeah, so I've been, I've stopped by the store twice, sent an email to the manager, Nathan Long, and then today I stopped by a second time and just implored, I guess Bonnie was the person who I met to have Nathan contact me. So he emailed me today, and you know, they weren't sure about their lease, if they were going to stay at that location. And then with COVID, things were kind of up in the air. So he told me he's going to be meeting, I guess, with the signage people he had worked with tomorrow, and update me on how he plans to move forward. So right now I haven't issued a violation, but I do have now an open line of communication with Nathan Long, who is the manager of the shop.
Okay. Sounds good.
Joe, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, following up on that, remind me what the underlying issue was with the sign at the florist. Did they come and we approved something, but they didn't do it?
Exactly. I believe it was a sign and awnings too, I believe.
Okay, so they made a presentation, it was approved, but there was no implementation. They just stuck with the cheesy temporary sign.
The banner sign.
Yeah, exactly. And so are you urging them to implement the thing that was approved, or to come in with something additional, an update? It's been a couple of years.
Right. So the approval's expired now, so they will have to submit a new application. But they have to do something, or else I'll have to issue a violation for the existing sign because it's been up for so long.
Okay. And Nathan Long, is he like the building manager for like the whole building?
No. The manager of the shop.
Just of that shop?
Correct.
I see. Okay. Because as I mentioned before in my comments about the dentist, it would seem that having some consistent signage would be, you know, would be nice.
Yeah, no, I'll pass that along to him. That's a good comment. So, you know, before they, you know, he commits to doing his original proposal, you know, maybe there's a possibility to do something that'll relate to that sign at the dentist shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's something to think about. And in regarding the earlier conversation, I didn't really want to get into all these details about the fonts and the weights and the letter spacing and those kind of things, even though I'm actually very interested in that. I just wasn't sure that that was the conversation that was for us to have. But this whole business of signage and having mismatched signs near each other, it can be very distracting and create a kind of a non-unified visual. And so bringing everybody on board with a sort of consistent concept would be a plus, but it does also mean more cost to the florist. And then what about the skate shop? And is that our business? Can we force them to do that? Would you explain to me how that plays out?
So what we could do, and we did have a conversation about the fonts and the sizes. Since you came late, we
were able
to, yeah. So you missed out on that. But something we do on Newberry Street and Boylston Street and in our districts where there are single properties with multiple tenants, business, commercial tenants, they create a master plan for signage mm-hmm. at the building. And that's helpful when they're renting out new spaces. So tenants and potential tenants will know from the property owner what type of signage can be approved. And the commission approves master plans. But that being said, we can't require master plans.
No. Buildings. No. Especially from small businesses. Right?
Right, right. I mean, I think what we can do, you know, on a case-by-case basis, you know, we've approved this dental sign. So we have signage that's coming in for the florist or the skate shop that we can during our review process, ask them to relate their signage to the signage that's already been approved.
Right.
You know, with the understanding that, you know, signage is a vehicle for advertising and, you know, people have their own brand and
right.
So, I don't think it would be appropriate to specify everyone will have to have the same font and the same background, but
right.
I think at least in terms of dimensions and locations, that's something that we can do.
Yeah, and well, to that point, you could also, in the sign discussion, you could urge that they all have blade signs, for example. And I think that at the moment, maybe they haven't even thought of that.
Right, right. So, I mean, you know, if granted we approve the blade sign at this location, you know, when we get future applications at this building, we can suggest doing a wall sign and a blade sign together.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one other thing. Can I bring up a related issue?
If it's related, you know, what is it?
Okay.
I mean, we can't, you know, I mean, we have to stick to an agenda, so we can't really go.
I understand. I'll mention it, then you can push it aside if you wish. Someone connected to the florist shop, not Bonnie, but somebody else, said that the dentist was proposing to put like air vents, like air exhaust vent stuff on the surface of the street surface of the building at the dentist. And I wondered if you had heard anything about that and if that was a completely separate thing, they've got to come back to talk to you. How does that work out?
Yeah, I haven't-
Like a dryer vent type thing.
That would require our review and I haven't received an application for that yet.
That's what I told the guy. I said, look, it has to come to us in a certain way.
And we'd probably, I don't know if it would be possible, probably ask them to do it in the rear or through the roof if possible before going to the front.
Well, we can raise that with them next week, next month.
Yes. Yep.
Right.
Is that, have we, sorry.
Hi, would it be okay if I just ask you a question. I was going through the we're going through the regulatory standards posted on the city's website. There didn't seem to be specific guidelines for like vents or other opening, like that small openings on the wall. Is that a separate like document to look at, or is the standard well, all that we need, have?
I'll be happy to discuss that with you outside of a hearing. But
okay,
you know, if you're proposing any change to the front of the building or to the roof that's going to be visible from a public way, you will need to submit an application for that work.
I see.
And so there's nothing specific about venting, but
yeah,
it would require you to create an opening into a masonry wall or,
okay,
you know, to alter an existing window opening. So that would require our review. But
I see.
We typically in these types of projects request that you explore other options and do something
yeah,
where it's not going to be visible and, you know, it would be exempt from the commission's review.
I see. And would there be a, like a difference in terms of, you know, the nature of work that goes to hearing versus administrative review?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if you were to propose something that goes through the roof, that's not going to be visible, I could just issue you an exemption and you wouldn't require coming to a hearing.
I see. And it's a new member question. Are all the streets that are subject to the regulatory standards listed in the document available on the city's website?
If you go to the city's website, to the Landmarks Commission page,
mm-hmm,
we have a map that shows all of our districts. So,
yeah.
So that's the resource you need to use to find the boundaries.
I see. And the regulatory standard guideline does list the specific street names. Is that the good guidance?
The study report does, and the regulatory standards are included in the study report. And that's mm-hmm, available online also as resources under the Bay Village Historic District Commission page.
Got it. Thank you.
Those are staff updates.
Yeah, I'll just, I mentioned, I don't know if you were all here, that we have moved our offices out of City Hall to the former Kirstein Library building on 20 City Hall Avenue, which is near Court Square and behind the old City Hall. So that's where our offices are located. But when we do go back to hearings in person, those will still be at City Hall.
Wow. Okay. The same place in City Hall, the 709?
Yep, room 709.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's big news.
Yes, yep. And that's it. That's all I have to report.
Okay. And so that means we have gone through our agenda. And so I'm going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
And nice to see everybody.
And get your comments to me by the July 5th if you can.
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, guys.
Bye.